Okay. Hello, I'm here with Bruce Katz, co-president of the Palestinian Jewish Unity Organization. And can you present your organization, its genesis, its mission, their
Okay, activities? Palestinian Jewish Unity was founded in November of 2000. There were several founding members, myself included, and my my close friend and Palestinian brother, who Rezek Faraj, who unfortunately passed away in 2009. We had this vision of Jews, Palestinians, and people of all basically of all origins, who defended human rights and who realized that the claims of the Palestinian people for justice and self-determination were legitimate claims. And so we founded the organization in November of 2000 with the idea of educating the public and also of being able to present a different narrative from that of the narrative that was being put forward by the people in the pro-Israel lobby, who generally speaking had the ears of the media, but there was no there was no response against what they represented. So this was the idea of starting PAJU.
Today, in Montreal, we are here for a demo, and can you explain the reason?
Yeah, this is a demonstration that was called for by the Canadian Palestinian Foundation of Quebec, and it is in response to what has been happening, what has happened again recently in the West Bank, where Jewish terrorists, settlers, and they certainly are terrorists, set fire to a Palestinian home in the middle of the night. And what happened was that a young 18-month-old baby was burned alive. His parents were very badly burned, and the young brother as well, very, very badly burned and taken. Taken to a hospital in Israel. But again, this is it's this culture of impunity that reigns in the West Bank, and which has been promoted by successive Israeli administrations that we're here to denounce, because the Israeli apartheid system is such, and what it is basically is a institutionalized segregation is such that it promotes this culture of impunity in the occupied territories. For example, of the numerous crimes committed by Jewish settlers against Palestinian families, less than 10% of these crimes ever come before an Israeli court. And when the occasional case does come before an Israeli court, more frequently than not, the settlers are let off by the court. So there's no justice, and that's part of the problem. Basically, in the apartheid system such as it exists, the settlers have recourse to Israeli civil law and Israeli courts. The Palestinians are under martial law. They're under the rule of the military.
And after the killing of this baby, Benjamin Netanyahu denounced a terrorist attack, something he never did usually. And what analysis can?
Well, the only reason that he's done that is that he wants to try to separate himself from his followers. These are his followers. It has to be remembered that in his coalition government, these Jewish settlers, these terrorist settlers, are actually represented in his government by people like Naftali Bennett, who heads a party that and Avigdor Lieberman. Well, Lieberman's not in the coalition right now, but he was in the other one. And these are people who represent the settlers. They represent the Jewish terrorists. So he's trying to distance himself from it. But as far as I'm concerned, it's especially under his rule which is an extreme right wing that's in power and has been in power for a number of years now, They've given free rein to the settlers to commit whatever crimes they want to with impunity. So in my opinion, basically Netanyahu should look in the mirror and he'll see a real terrorist, because in my opinion, Benjamin Netanyahu is Israel's prime Jewish terrorist.
And what do you think about the Canadian politics?
Well, you know, it's been clear since from the outset that Stephen Harper was in Israel's corner. But I think what needs to be most people don't know this, that in the 1980s, Stephen Harper was a very vigorous supporter of South African apartheid. When he was associated with a pro-South African apartheid group called the Northern Foundation. And people can actually look this up on the internet and they'll find the references, Northern Foundation and Stephen Harper. So no one should be surprised that he supports Israeli apartheid. That is part of his ideological makeup. He's someone who has a certain nostalgia for the Anglo-Saxon rule of the British Empire, where whites ruled over non-white indigenous peoples, and he's nostalgic for that. It's his ideological makeup. So basically what we have as in the office of the Prime Minister of Canada, as people have already said, is a bigot who believes that imperialism is a good thing and the rights of indigenous peoples are not important. And that's another reason why he is so contemptuous of the First Nations in Canada, because there's also a Canadian apartheid.
Okay, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Hello, Nicolas Sayegh, you're the secretary of the Canadian Palestinian Foundation of Quebec. And can you begin by introduce yourself and by present your foundation and what is its mission?
The Canadian Palestinian Foundation is a socio-cultural and charitable organization protecting human rights as well. That's the real goal of the foundation, and the foundation has been established in Montreal since 1988. We do not involve ourselves in politics, but we defend human rights and we defend any atrocities committed by either party.
And we talk about settler violence against Palestinians. And do you think that it can be considered as a core element of Israeli settler colonialism?
Without any doubt, because I'm originally a Jerusalemite. I was kicked out of my city of birth for someone else to come and take over my place. And, of course, we are against the settlers. The settlers could go within the borders of the established state of Israel since 1948 or 1952, when it was declared, 51 declared a state. And then in 1993, the Palestinians gave up 78% of Palestine against 22% for the Palestinians to live in peace side by side. Now it is since that date they have been asking, meeting, discussing, and so on and so forth, but no result, no hope. And the settlers came up to 500,000 settlers in the West Bank and Jerusalem, around Jerusalem and in the West Bank. So it is not possible to establish a two-state solution with 500,000 people in the Palestinian territories. And in our opinion, the one-state solution is the only solution for to achieve peace and live in harmony, all Christians, Muslims, and Jews. We think also that it is the longest people under occupation are the Palestinians. This has never happened in the past. So it is high time for the international community to take a firm position in order to settle this before it's too late, because the situation cannot remain as is, and it's going to burst and have a really bloody confrontation.
Thanks, and I remember that you have a website, cpfq.org?
Yes.
Okay, thanks a lot.